We thought we knew about the universe. It's not just the UAPs which are turning our perception of the universe upside down, it is also what we are discovering about the universe. Just when we thought we figured out most of the ways a galaxy was formed and the time in which this was accomplished, we find a galaxy which just might prove our science is wrong. Believe me when I say not only is there a lot we don't know, but some of the things we thought we knew are wrong. The James Webb Telescope just found a galaxy which according to human science should not have existed. Why were scientists so shocked at this find? The reason is the galaxy is said to be 13 billion years old, which puts it within half a billion years of the beginning of the universe, according to scientists. Scientists believe the first galaxies formed around dark matter. So far so good. Here is the stumper. They also believe this process didn't start too much later, so the galaxy should not have formed at that time. In order for them to be right, there should be no galaxy there. The date of the formation of the universe has to be correct, and the theory that dark matter is needed to form a galaxy also has to be correct. Lastly, the idea a galaxy cannot be able to form without dark matter must be correct. When we finally make contact with extraterrestrials, they probably will be a lot older race than us. On the other hand, they may be the same age as the human race or even a younger race which was able to evolve much faster in their technology. There were long almost dormant periods in our timeline where nothing much happened as far as advanced technology took place, and maybe they, the aliens, didn't have this problem. Whether they are older than our race doesn't really matter as much as how advanced they are. They probably solved many of the secrets of the universe we are pondering over today, and they may not mind sharing what they found out on this subject. One of the things which caught my eye was the launch of a rocket carrying a project in which both the United States and Japan were partners. They plan to launch a rocket carrying the world's first wooden satellite. There is a lot of experimentation going on with wood, and some extraordinary things can be done to it to not only make it much stronger, but also to make it transparent. Yes, you read that correctly. It is said wood will not rot or even burn in space, but on re-entry will easily burn up. Three samples of wood were tested in space for 10 months and they were still in perfect condition. The wooden satellite is quite small, estimated to be the size of a cup. Wood can be quite versatile, and the Spruce Goose giant plane was built out of it by Howard Hughes. We have a new startup which wants to test its idea for cleaning up space. We have seen a few different tests already and none are yet to be successful, and I have to wonder about this one after I heard about how they were going to do it. There are millions of pieces of space junk orbiting the Earth, and even the tiny screws and such are dangerous because they travel at orbital speeds. This company wants to build a laser which will blast all the trash. They are betting they can shoot trash and slow it down enough to make it fall out of orbit, where it will burn up in the atmosphere. First of all, I have a question, and it is, I thought we were trying to clean our atmosphere, not pollute it with burning satellites, rocket parts and debris. Secondly, how long will it take to do this if it works? To slow down the debris in orbit, they will shoot lasers from the opposite direction. The Japanese have also launched a rocket into orbit to study methods for knocking space junk out of orbit. I can't help but wonder why no one seems to want to blast this stuff into outer space. I had to laugh at an article about how the government would alert the people if a devastating asteroid was going to strike the Earth. I personally don't think, if it is one they can't stop, they would ever tell us. The government has been afraid to tell us the truth on UAPs, saying we can't handle it. Imagine them telling us we are all going to die. No, I don't believe they would tell us because they would be afraid of the riots it might cause. A commercial company has finally put a lander on the moon. While it is being praised as a first for a commercial company, it was not a perfect landing. The lander is laying on the surface of the moon on its side. There is still hope it may be able to communicate back to Earth. George Leonard is a NASA scientist. He has written a book titled Somebody Else is on the Moon. I am sure this didn't endear him to NASA. He talks about signs of extraterrestrial activity there. For decades, the moon has been the subject of this kind of activity by others. There are photos in the book which some reject. Other books have pointed out things on the moon such as ruins, towers and even the remains of glass domes over craters, and one talks about a debris field of mechanical parts. We are continuously monitoring the atmospheres of exoplanets and we found one which has excited scientists. It is distant and named K2-18b. What has the scientific world so excited is the fact a chemical signature was found which is the molecule dimethyl sulfide. This molecule is produced only by living organisms on Earth. We can't get too excited because this planet is so far away, we may never reach it to explore. One of the things we have recently discovered which proves things may not be what they seem is quantum physics. It has shown us the world of the small does not always behave as the world we see around us. This could be affecting space completely differently than macrophysics and lead to some pretty weird things. Perhaps the secrets even of life will be discovered using quantum physics. We are finding out more about quantum physics every day and it is setting what we thought we knew on its butt.